Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said today he's considering major security reforms at the nation's nuclear weapons facilities. The changes include creating a new federal police force and consolidating stocks of plutonium and uranium. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that since the September 11th terror attacks, there have been heightened concerns about whether such facilities have enough protection.
Abraham spoke to a meeting of security personnel in Aiken, South Carolina. Aiken is home to the facility that made plutonium in the early 1950s, and although Abraham praised the guards, he also read a long list of things he felt needed to change, including performance on mock terrorist drills called force-on-force exercises.
By and large, security throughout the Department of Energy is excellent. But today I want to say that it has to be better. We're all familiar with the reports of poor performance during force-on-force tests, of sleeping on duty, and of repeatedly losing keys. For the most part, I'm convinced that these are rare lapses in security. But frankly, rare or not, they are not acceptable.
An inspector general's report last year said one lab had lost a set of master keys and not replaced the locks for years. Abraham said that over the next 5 years, the DOE would move to a keyless security environment based on things like swipe cards and biometric devices. Abraham also said that within 5 years, he would eliminate disk drives from all computers where classified nuclear weapons work is done.
At that point, no insider would be able to transport classified data in electronic form outside the site on physical media.
But perhaps the biggest announcements Abraham saved for last. He said he was considering eliminating the patchwork of contractors that oversee security guards and making them federal employees. A report provided to NPR showed that in 4 of 18 inspections, guard forces failed to achieve a rating of effective performance. Abraham also said he is considering shutting down some nuclear operations.
Ultimately, I believe we need to both reduce the number of sites where special nuclear material is located to the absolute minimum, and to consolidate the material in each of those sites.
This came as a surprise to some observers. Just last week, another DOE official testified that consolidating nuclear material at a few sites made little sense. But today, Abraham said that in the long term, weapons-grade nuclear material should be moved from Sandia National Laboratory and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Abraham said the DOE was also studying the possibility of blending down 100 tons of uranium so it couldn't be used in a bomb. The speech received cautious applause from nuclear security critics. Danielle Bryan is executive director of the watchdog group Project on Government Oversight.
This is not a small thing. This is a major announcement. Our worry is the time frame, that some of what he's talking about are considering doing things rather than doing them. And this is an agency that has a long history of stonewalling any kinds of important change.
In the audience to hear the speech was James Long, the president of Wackenhut Services, which operates security at some of the nuclear weapons facilities. He did not comment on the possibility of guards becoming federal employees. Through a spokesman, he said, quote, "We look forward to continuing to work with the department on its critical security mission." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.